Hi, this is Kyle Ballin. I get to see Travis Beazer once again this year. Visited with him a number of years for Wheat Harvest Tour. Travis, this year is much more fun to talk about than some years. You're almost done with harvest.
Yeah, I think we lack about a day's worth of cutting, maybe 150 acres, and we've had a good harvest so far, Kyle.
You have had irrigated wheat some time in the past, but this year most of your harvest is in dryland.
Yeah, our rotation got a little bit lopsided, and we had quite a few dryland acres to get over this year. We have very little irrigated wheat.
But the harvest on your dryland was really just phenomenal.
Yeah, it was sure enough. I'd heard some people in Oklahoma here a couple of weeks ago said some of their first fields were sure enough better than they expected, and that's what ours turned out. We had a nice December rain, and that's pretty much what made the crop. We didn't hardly get any rain in March, April, and May till the very end of May, so it's a nice crop for very little moisture.
And it's enough of a crop over a big enough area that your elevators around here are kind of getting full.
Yeah, you said you saw a ground pile there at Plains, and the location here at Kismet called me yesterday to see how much more we were going to bring because they needed to move some wheat around if we were going to haul much more to them. So, yeah, it sounds like they are getting a little bit fuller.
Are other people getting nearly done in this area?
There's quite a lot of irrigated wheat out in this area yet because it was greener, you know, with the irrigation. It just hasn't quite gotten ready or just is getting ready. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of irrigated wheat in the area.
So your grain quality with the higher yield, did assume that came with a good test weight, and do you know any proteins?
I don't know any protein. We've been running either side of 60, some up to 62, and that's on the dry land. So.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And it sounds like when we visited that you didn't really get rain from 1st of January on either, but your wheat went ahead and made.
Yes, it was really surprising. It looked pretty good, and we were hoping for another rain, and we never got it until the very end. And I think we had enough cool temperatures here in the end of May that it made the difference and helped it go ahead and feel pretty well.
So you mentioned some identity preserved wheat that you had to deliver over to Plains. Is that just a certain variety, or is it a different grade of wheat, or how does that work?
Oh, it's just regular wheat. There's a company called GrainCraft, and they're buying certain varieties, and we happen to have one of them. They want them certified seed, so we didn't have very much, but we had one field of certified seed that was the right variety, and we're going to haul it to Plains and get a small premium for that.
Hey, you've been raising cotton for a number of years. Were you able to get your cotton planted this year?
Yeah, we got our cotton in, and unless we had something real bad somewhere that I don't know about last night, we still have it all. And we cut back our acres just a little bit this year after we had a pretty bad run last year. But we have good hopes for it this year.
You do custom harvesting of cotton as well?
Yeah, we're pick a little bit extra, although I think the acres are down here in this area for this year.
The cotton that you raise in this area, where will it be delivered to?
It can either go out to Moscow or there's a couple gins in Texas around Spearman that you can haul to.
Mm-hmm. And normally, when do you start harvesting cotton in this area?
Oh, that'd be late October to early November.
Uh-huh. And is all of your cotton irrigated?
Yes. We've got some pivot corners, but majority of it, yeah, is irrigated.
We're visiting with Travis Beazer. We're at Kismet, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.